Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Oh my gosh.
My microphone
chaos fell, already.
I hope that I cut that out. So
no, honestly, that's funny. I feel like you should leave it in.
Okay. Monday things.
Yeah. I feel like I'm my dogs are normally away, but they are out right now and I told them it's nap time. So I'm hoping they just stay asleep. But unfortunately, if one barks, the other one goes crazy, which makes the other one go even crazier. So hoping that that doesn't happen and they just sleep through this episode. But yeah, so excited for this episode this week. I feel like this is such a fun topic, especially with summer travels starting. I feel like people are starting to go to Europe and starting to kind of post about all of their upcoming travels. So I feel like we've at this point truly nailed down
the art of traveling. So confident in our travel tips and in our like airport routine. I feel like it's truly down. Traveling is so easy at this point. I feel like it's such a seamless process with all of the things we're about to list in this episode. So I'm excited for it. We've been wanting to do this episode for like a long time now. Like I feel like over a month or so we've had this idea in their head. So I'm excited.
I feel like these are good tips for domestic, international, just travel in general. I don't feel like it's geared towards anything specific, which I feel like is also really good because you can truly just apply this to any upcoming travels you have. So before we dive into that, any updates? I'm trying to think, and I just feel like right now my life is just full of adulting things. Like I finally found a new dentist in North County, so I scheduled my dentist appointment so I can stay on track, because when I moved to San Diego, I went way too many years without seeing a dentist, and then unfortunately it was really bad when I went to the dentist. I had to get like a couple cavities filled. I had to get one crown, a partial crown. Like it was wild. So now I'm making it a priority to stay on top of that because there's truly nothing more miserable than the dentist. So I found my dentist. I'm like, what else have I done?
That reminds me of my appointment scheduled. However, mine are my once a year cosmetic ones. So I got my lip filler scheduled. I feel like I'm going to do a little touch up on Botox in June.
I think I'm going to do a Botox in June probably as well.
And then I want to get a check-in on my, what did I get? Jaw filler, because that was my freaking favorite thing I've ever done. You guys, like literally that was my favorite.
Gosh.
Like should I didn't realize No, I don't think so.
Wait, like or Botox? Filler's like permanent. Or not permanent, but filler's like actual.
It's been over 12 months. So like it literally lasts so long. It was because like I didn't really realize it until the girl like gave me the jaw filler, because it was where my sister was working. And she's like, okay, if I'm looking at you like my best friend, like being like super candid, like if you want to get this like fixed, like you could do jaw filler. Like because I did not realize like, which is fine, but like my face shape was like a W. Like my chin, like there was like an indent, and I just love how it looks with the filler. So I love
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I'm like,
no, I feel like yours is
a fill a little on the side. I don't know.
You could like always go in and ask what they think, because like they'll be straight up. And then I really want to do another laser facial. I'm like about to drop like a lot of money for my once a year appointment. But I miss doing the laser facials, so I think I'm going to do that too.
Love that.
That was my appointment schedule.
yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, dentist coming up. What other adulting things? Oh, I just had my laser hair removal appointment.
Ooh, honestly, I need to do
Laser
that
Away. So good. I love the Laser Away by my house. Okay. Like, I feel like I'm hoping to get results. So stay tuned on that. But in terms of like pain and how easy it is, like it literally takes like 10 minutes and it's a breeze. And I love it. So
love that. Yeah,
did that recently. So we have Palm Springs coming up, which I'm so excited for. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like the vibe, the theme is girls staycation kind of, where mm-hmm. we're going to a super aesthetic, cute hotel. We booked our dinner reservations. We're trying to get massages. Like the theme is relaxation.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited.
It's our post-festival reward.
Honestly, yes. So we have that coming up. And yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it for updates. Nothing too crazy. What is your influence of the week this week?
Okay, my influence of the week, because we got Lemmy in our little like festival goodie bags for Coachella. So I've been taking a bunch of Lemmy supplements since Coachella. So I think it's been like, what, 3 weeks? It's almost like 4 now.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks. And let me just say, Lemmy just... it is so good. Like, truly, the flavors are so good. So we got the digestion/bloating Lemmy gummies. We got hair, skin, and nails. We got the Lemmy Chill. Oh, and the energy one with like B12. I don't know what that one was. It was the matcha one. And all of them are so good. They taste like candy. And I love that they don't taste like they're sweet, but they're not like, I can't describe it. I took my melatonin gummies the other night and I compared it to the Lemmy ones. And the Lemmy ones are just so much better. The melatonin ones just taste like you're eating like cornstarch sugar. Like, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just think that they do their job. I just love the packaging. Like, I love it. I think it's so cute. And there's a lot of hate on TikTok that I'm seeing about Lemmy. But I'm really enjoying my experience. And I don't know. I'm like excited to see.
I feel like
my improvements in 30 days.
On TikTok, I feel like people just love to hate, especially to be controversial, to get views, to get clicks. And I'm sure Lemmy doesn't work for everybody, and that's fine. But my question is, how does Lemmy get them to taste so good? And why can't anyone else have theirs? Because it's like, it's the consistency yes. of it. It's not weird. And then the flavor is actually enjoyable.
Like, it just tastes like a gummy.
So I just...
like a candy gummy.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
And but specifically so emphasizing the hair, skin, and nails one. That one is so yummy. It's like a passion fruit gummy. It's so good. And then the Lemmy Chill one is like a little...
I need to find mine.
It's like a little cherry, like berry cherry gummy. Like, oh, it's so good. This is your sign. Try it out, you guys. This is not sponsored honestly, at all, by the way. I wish it was.
Love this. Shout out Lemmy. Kourtney Kardashian.
I know. I just think it's so cute. I saw someone do a whole review on the branding and like how it's essentially like a... like normal freaking supplement company with like killer marketing, and it works for people. Like, I don't know, some brands like you just feel better using and like you remember to use it because like you enjoy it so much, and I feel like that's Lemmy for me. So because like otherwise I just will forget all my supplements, which I frequently do, but now I'm like excited to take it, so it's worth it.
Love that.
What about you?
Okay, I feel like my current influence is just summer fashion vibes. I'm so excited for our Palm Springs trip and just kind of planning outfits and brainstorming in my head what content I want to get there, because I feel like, yes, my street style content on Instagram performs the best, but I still want to incorporate fun summer styles and outfits and things that I wouldn't necessarily wear all the time. But And also I feel like for us too, I really want us to like post. We talked about this before and I don't know how to explain it out loud, but basically like we're going on this girls trip and we want to like have more brands reach out to us to go on brand trips together. So I really want to get cute content of us together, like doing the things, going out to dinner, laying by the pool, outfits, hanging out, like, you know, those vibes. So I'm just really excited for that.
I'm excited too.
I've started planning outfits and I'm excited. And the hotel is so aesthetic, which I'm so excited for, because honestly, aesthetic and lighting, I feel like is the most important thing when getting content at hotels, obviously. Yeah. Otherwise, it's so hard. Like for our Airbnb at Stagecoach, like great location, great space, but in terms of aesthetic, it was not really there. And then it's hard to get the content there. So when the space is already aesthetic, it just makes things so much easier. So I'm just excited for that in general. So
same.
Yeah. Summer vibes and just
so cute. I'm really excited.
Wearing full outfits, accessories, like the shoes, like nighttime flash photos, girls' nights, dinner, all that. So
cute.
Yeah. Just so excited. So that is my influence this week, because can't wait and can't believe it's here, because we've also been planning this for,
I know, like a month.
Like
maybe more.
Like a month and a half. Yeah. So that's crazy. But I feel like that's pretty much it. We can dive into the episode. So we wanted to put together an episode with all of our best travel tips, especially just European summer trip, cough, our South of France girls trip coming up in September, cough, that we're so excited about. And just any travel plans you guys have, like these tips will just help make, I feel like, the process seamless. It makes it seamless for us. So, and now I feel like it helps not dreading the travel part and the airport part and the anxiety of it all when you kind of get this stuff down. So,
yeah, there's like no airport anxiety at all. I feel like,
honestly, it's like fun now.
Like, it's literally fun. I look forward to it truly, but only when we do our specific things.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing is, I feel like we're kind of going to go in order of how the travel process goes. So just basically starting with travel accessories and things that we have discovered over the past couple years. One of the first things that we have listed is the vacuum sealed bags and like packing cubes. I swear, I think it was our Paris. Was it our first group trip to Paris where I had the sealed bags? Yeah, you had
them the very first one.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought to get them, but I was like trying to bring so much. So I was like, oh, like this will help me. And honestly, it was game changer. For sure.
It seriously saves you so much. I feel like it also somehow, in my eyes, like helps with the weight of your bag too. I don't know. Maybe that's just me making myself feel better. But this is like specifically a game changer for my really big cardigans too. There's literally
this no always way blows my mind
that I could bring. I can bring two easily in like a suitcase, like with these vacuum sealed bags. So like you're very and outside of that, like if you have like your silky dresses or like really puffy any sweaters, like anything like that, like these vacuum sealed bags are so good for that, because that will literally take up your entire suitcase truly. Yeah. So yeah, these are truly
I'm always so shocked when you're pulling out
I know
all of your coats and jackets that you bring. I'm like, how the heck did you fit that in there?
Honestly, so I feel like
you're kind of the vacuum sealed bag girly. Unfortunately for me, I feel like I pack a lot of like, if it's like more fall, obviously leather or blazers or silk. Mm-hmm. And those fabrics, unfortunately, are just heavier. So I feel like when I use the vacuum sealed bags, like my suitcase is definitely overweight because I squeeze in way too much. And those are just so heavy. So I feel like right now I'm more of a packing cubes girl. You can get these on Amazon, or my packing cubes are from Base. Where are yours from?
Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like great places to get them. And I love my packing cubes because I feel like it's more realistic of what I should be bringing with me and
true
for weight and stuff. So true. And I feel like, when was that one trip that we went where I had, oh, I think it was Canada, where I had my vacuum sealed bags, but on the way back I didn't use them and it was better.
Yes.
So yeah, I think I don't wear as like puffy stuff.
Yeah.
So
true.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a packing cubes girly, and I feel like that's been a game changer for me because it's like you can really squeeze things into the packing cube when you zip it, and then they lay flat in the suitcase, and then you can still kind of fit a little bit on top too. So like bigger items, you can just lay flat on top.
Yeah. Oh, also speaking of that, Stony Clover has, I always forget if it's Stony Clover or Stony and Clover. I never know which one it is. They have really cute ones. My favorite.
I think it's just Stony Clover.
Yeah, I think so. I like keep saying and for some reason. I don't know why, but they have the cutest ones, cutest little travel bags.
Yeah, and you can like customize them. I have one that's not customized or anything, but we got it at Revolve a couple years ago, I think. It's just the big.
Oh, yes.
It's where I put all my toiletries in, like all my shower and bathroom non-makeup stuff goes in that, and honestly fits so much. Mm-hmm. So it's like really great. Yeah. I love that. And then the next thing I feel like is your favorite thing ever.
Yeah, like this is so essential for every trip that I go on. A portable luggage scale. Okay, you guys need this because you will never have an overweight luggage again, and you will avoid the crazy overweight luggage fees. I feel like this is so important, especially when you're like going different places on a trip and you have to like repack, go back to the airport. Like, you never know if you like accidentally put an extra sweater in like your checked bag, and then you're gonna have to like pay the overweight fee because like you just like had a few things, and like it just like makes it so much easier when you can like pack it all, weigh it at wherever you are before you go to the airport, and make sure it's not overweight, and then you just don't have to like have that stress. I don't know how I did that before, because I feel like you just never know, and you're like, well, hope this is good. Like,
I feel like for me at this point, I unfortunately,
yeah, you've just accepted your
my
fate.
Bag is overweight, and I budget in the overweight fee, and unfortunately internationally I think it's like $100.
Yeah.
And but I think with my Delta Silver status, like I haven't run into that issue. So I think you might get 60 pounds instead of 50. But I never question it. I definitely like have done that thing where you like put your foot under your bag and like
literally
lift it slightly so it's not that bad. Like, I've definitely done that a couple times.
So funny.
Or I just feel like I get really lucky at the gate and they take it.
Yeah. So I would say generally, just so you guys know if you don't know, generally they take it if it's like 2 pounds over, like 52 pounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 53, like they'll probably take it, but 54, like they'll say something for sure.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth having because then you can tell if it's worth it. Like if you get to the counter and there's a stingy person and you're 1 to 2 pounds over, then you're like, okay, yeah, I'll just take out a sweater and wear it. But like if I'm 6-7 pounds over, like,
right,
it's a lost cause. Like, whatever, just charge me.
I just feel like this anyway. Is one of the things that gives me peace of mind getting to the airport. Mm-hmm. So if you are like that too, this is just a really good thing to have. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, I feel like
it's like maybe $6 to $10.
Yeah, I feel like these tips definitely help with travel anxiety because I feel like there is so much going on. And I feel like also as I get older, my travel anxiety gets worse. Not sure why, because I'm not afraid to be on an airplane. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but just like obviously the night before a big trip, you're anxious and like mm-hmm. a lot's going on. So these things I feel like help. So my favorite thing is the luggage clips or connectors. I don't know exactly what they're called.
Yes.
But I need if you're doing like a large,
so many more.
Literally same. If you're doing a bigger trip where you're checking two large bags in, whether if you're traveling for a wedding or you're just going for a while, I just cannot pack light. It is just not me. No matter how hard I try, cannot bring one suitcase. So I bring two, but these clips basically connect your two suitcases. And I know that some suitcases have those pulley things, like Base has that, but I have no idea how it works and it's just not reliable. So this clip, I connect them like not back to back. Like I actually have them both facing forward and I put the smaller one in front of the bigger one. So it's like a large suitcase and a medium suitcase. And then I use it and I clip the two top handles together. Mm-hmm. And then you literally pull the large one and the medium sized one just follows along. It's like nothing. It's as if you're pulling one and it makes it so much easier because we also usually have our carry-on and personal items. So I am traveling with four bags on my body myself and it's not a problem. Like truly, we are moving through the airport like nothing as if we're traveling so light because this clip is so good.
But it's so easy. And as girlies, like there's no way we could possibly do that. Especially when you're like in a rush, like you're going in between like Ubers and oh my God, it's just a mess. So like, I literally just wrote down to order more of those because one time Alyssa's broke and that was scary.
It was a tragedy.
Luckily, I had an extra.
Yeah. And we like hooked other clips together, but yes, I will usually travel with two because of that. I am traumatized and going around Europe, having to do that was not ideal. And I was like just tying things together to make it work. In one time too, I like told them like, do not lose this clip. Like make sure we take it off. And they completely lost it. The transportation company. And I was like, where's my clip? And they're like, oh, we don't have it. And I'm like, great. Literally told you to get that. So now I make it, you know, my responsibility fully to know I will clip it and unclip it and move it in and whatever. But yeah, I always have two on me just in case one breaks because they, I feel like, are that essential.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way,
again, really only necessary if you're just like.
Yeah, if you're like an overpacker. This, I don't know when I use this, maybe for your wedding, but a little DIY hack, you can literally just use a fanny pack too. I used a fanny pack and it was actually kind of nice because then there was like a little extra pouch. But like the fanny pack like connected with the clip. I don't know how to describe this. I hope you guys can envision what I'm saying. But yeah.
Love that. And then also I feel like air tags are truly one of the best things you can bring in your suitcase, especially for international travel and just honestly any travel in general. I feel like the price is worth it, especially for the peace of mind. Like, It's so weird because it's more of just like calming. I like, for example, when we were coming back from my wedding, one of my bags didn't leave the Turks and Caicos airport. And when we got back into the States, I like checked the location of it and it was still in Turks and Caicos. And I was like, okay, well, my other suitcases in Turks and Caicos still, like, we're not standing around the carousel waiting for it. I was able to ask an agent like, hey, one of my bags didn't make it. And they're like, okay, it'll probably just get on the next flight and then it'll be flagged and tagged to be to like taken to your final destination, whatever. So at least I knew and wasn't standing at the carousel being like, oh my God, where's my other
like,
bag?
So much
stressed
anxiety,
out. Like at least I knew. I was like, okay, well, it didn't make it. And then I just tracked it all the way home and it got home perfectly fine. So I feel like that was such good peace of mind and I wouldn't have known that without the air tag.
Yeah. Again, just anxiety eliminator.
And you just like make sure it gets on your airplane with you everywhere you go, especially in Europe. Cause I feel like if you're going to multiple destinations, it can get kind of tricky. So worth it. And I feel like a tip too is put it somewhere in your suitcase, kind of hidden. That way, if for whatever reason your suitcase is stolen, it's not out in the open that someone can just like find it and like throw it away. Like I always put it in, tucked in the zippers with that aren't clear. That same aren't, like the, so you can't see it. I try to like make them hidden. So just like a little tip to help as well. So yeah,
I love that.
That's definitely a good one. And then I feel like I don't really do this.
Okay. Yet. Yeah. I bring my wellness formula slash any like immune defense pills or whatever that is for you, like any sort of like immunity booster that you want to use for traveling, especially for international, just because I feel like you can get sick so easily in an airport, especially on like a 12-hour flight. So I feel like these are just really good to have, building up your immune system, making sure that, again, like a peace of mind that like, okay, just in case I pick something up at an airport, like I have these pills that can like help me feel better. I don't know. I used to get sick a lot at airports. I feel like I travel so much now, like not so much anymore, but I just like having these on me, and I had them for my last, or for our last Paris trip, and a lot of the girls ended up taking them because they got sick. So I think going along with that, like DayQuil and NyQuil, just for the peace of mind, you never know. I was like,
yeah, and I'm also going to start bringing my Symbiotica vitamin C packets. I feel like those have been so good for me. So yeah, definitely going to start doing that. And then also just in general travel sizes, I feel like I have a travel size or mini size of every single one of my products that I use. I feel like you travel with your full size products, and I'm just so confused again at how her suitcase is not overweight.
I know.
Like, you guys, she brings her full Elemis cleansing balm, the big tub of Elemis cleansing balm. She has that. And she also has her full size
like full cleanser, my full like big moisturizer, because like, I go through it so much.
So confused. Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like I have no idea how
I could never, like, and also it's kind of a fun thing to do before a trip, as well as going to the store and buying all your minis to make sure, like, my mini like texture spray, mini shampoo, conditioner, your travel toothpaste, what else, like literally mini everything. I get the not mini, but like the travel size makeup wipes, my travel Q-tip holder.
I'm building my collection slowly, just because I feel like I'm like, ugh, I already have like the big size, like I don't want to go and buy a mini. So it's like a small process I'm trying to,
but then you can refill it. So I have the mini Elemis cleansing balm, and then I use that on my trips, and then when it's empty, I just scoop from my big tub and like fill up the mini.
True.
And I just do that.
Yeah, I feel like it's so small though. I'm like, I don't know,
you are not gonna use all of
that. I know, I guess not. So but I have had my mini moisturizer before, and I absolutely ran out during a trip. So I'm like, I'm just going to bring the big one.
That's the full size.
Yeah. But yeah, building a
collection
is good.
For the most part, I feel like you can get away like mini setting spray, mini setting powders, just the mini versions. I feel like for most makeup, I feel goes a long way. And I feel like it personally helps me with weight, but I don't know, the way you get through with your full size products and your chunky cardigans, like, blows my mind every time. And then she'll pull out her Frankie Shop leather jacket.
I know.
Too,
oh my like, God.
I am like, that thing on its own weighs 20 pounds. How?
Yes, I did. Are you doing for this? Vancouver, bring my Frankie Shop jacket. Yeah, my Hope Macaulay cardigan, which is probably 20 pounds in itself, both of those things, and then like two big full coats. I don't really know. That was weird.
I also don't know what sorcery that is. So, and then lastly, I feel like I'm always the one on any sort of trip or group trip or anything. I always pack a steamer. We'll always have a steamer with me. I just, one of our friends years and years ago made a comment, and she was like, I cannot stand wrinkly clothes in photos. Just steam your clothes. And she literally said this in like 2018, and that has stuck with me since. And I just can't
it just, not have my steamer with me. It makes you look more expensive and chic.
It's, yeah, it's definitely cleaner. It looks like you're putting more effort into it. I definitely, when like some girls post like extremely wrinkly clothes, I'm like, oof, like could have been so cute if it wasn't so wrinkly. But sometimes I get it. Sometimes like the fabric material just wrinkles really easily, like linen and whatnot. But I feel like you can tell like when someone just bought something and they just unpacked it and they have the fold creases. So it's not that the item is like wrinkly, the fold creases are still there. Those are the wrinkle lines. But anyway, I don't judge. It's just for me personally, yeah. Like ever for my content, ever since our friend made that comment, it has always stuck with me. So and funny. When I bring it, I feel like our group, everyone always uses it. It's always being passed around the different rooms. So
you have a really good one. I need to get that one. It's like the Conair one from Target, right?
Yeah, it's from Target and it's dual voltage, which means it's good for international, which is good because my other one wasn't, so I never brought it. But since I got the dual voltage one, it's perfect. So yeah, that's pretty much our travel accessories recap. Those are the things we always have with us. These are, I feel like, our non-negotiables. These are always coming no matter what. And then next for our pre-travel prep. So this is more, this is not packing related. This is more of just like other.
Just like prepping.
Other things.
It's prepping for your airport experience. Like this is everything that you should do before you get to the airport to plan, to make sure everything is super seamless. You know, you're going to have an easy airport experience.
Yeah, so the first thing is I feel like I wish I knew this sooner, or I wish someone told me sooner, but it's getting just a travel credit card. It makes things so much better and easier, and it's worth the investment. It's worth the annual fee, whichever card you sign up for. I feel like Amex and Chase are probably the most popular. We have the Amex Platinum card, and it pretty much gets us a lot. The Chase Sapphire is also very comparable. You just have to do a lot of research, and it depends on what your preferences are in terms of points and lounges and cash back, etc. I feel like some of the Amex cards don't have as many benefits as the Platinum. Unfortunately, the Platinum's annual fee is like $700, I think, but it's worth it because you get, in my opinion, so many perks. Like you get $15 a month in Uber credit, just you get that. You get a $200 airline credit for whatever. That's where my baggage overweight fees come in. Like it's covered on Amex. You get global entry. It covers that fee.
Travel insurance.
There's a ton of like, automatic travel insurance, purchase insurance in general.
You also get like
no international charge fees.
Oh yeah, that's good. This is random, but like I keep seeing people talk about like Priority Pass. I don't know if people are just now finding out about this or more people are like using it, but that's covered in it. And I know girls who like pay for that outside of like a card.
Interesting.
So that's included. There's just so much.
What's the one? It's not called Media, but you get like digital something. I don't know. There's just so many credits involved. If you really use it all, I feel like you get it's worth. And just again, when you buy your plane ticket with the travel card, it already comes with insurance. So you don't have to purchase the travel insurance. Oh, and you get 5 times the points
for travel on Amex.
Yeah.
So that's
big. We've been able to buy our Europe flights with points that we've had. And we put our business expenses. So we basically treat it like our business card. So we only put business expenses on it. And I feel like it keeps things really easy. And I just, again, the lounges, we didn't even say that. The lounges are huge. I feel like, especially for the travel experience. I know they've been cutting down on them and cutting back, but so far I haven't really run into any issues. And it's just so nice to be able to go in, sit down, have space. It's a little quieter. There's food, clean bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Like the prep is just so nice. So it just depends, again, what your preferences are in terms of a card, but we love our Amex Platinum.
Yeah.
So much.
Another one people talk about is the Chase Sapphire, I think. That one's, I feel like it's always between Amex and Chase for travel cards that I hear people talking about. I think there's another one that just came up people are talking about, but we're very happy with our Amex. So
yeah,
love that. And yeah. Oh, I guess like going along with this, I don't think we like had this. Okay, never mind. We are going to talk about this later on. So disregard, but yeah. Anything else on credit cards?
I don't think so. I just think it's so funny because I used to be so against credit cards because I just had this mental block financially. If I had a credit card, I would use it as if it was just imaginary money.
I've never had that mindset.
I don't.
Remember, college was a great investment because, like, uncertified master technician. Master technician is the guy, he's had the most experience, most training. I wouldn't have been given those opportunities at my work if they didn't see that I invested my time and money going to school for them.
San Diego Miramar College. For more information, visit sdmiramar.edu.
And now an ode to play. Brought to you by Scratchers and the California Lottery Philharmonic.
Take a time out from your busy day for a quick moment of play. Get some scratchers, then get scratchy. You deserve it, won't you say? Scratch, 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 scratchy, 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 scratch, scratch. Feel the play and up your game. Scratchers from the California Lottery. A little play can make a game.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
The accounting program prepared me well for the job market because your homework itself and the coursework that you're doing is very directly applicable to what would happen in a professional environment, and I think would provide, you know, a good foundation for that kind of work.
San Diego Miramar College. For more information, visit sdmiramar.edu.
I don't know why I was like that, but I just had an unhealthy relationship with credit cards. So once I paid off all my credit cards, I was like, I'm never having a credit card again. I'm only going to use my debit card because for me, it's like, when I spend the money, I need to see that money leave my account and I need to physically feel the pain to process the money leaving. Whereas like if it's a credit card, you're like, oh, like whatever. Like that's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why I had that block, but I'm over that obviously now. And I love this credit card. I only have this one credit card and it's my business one. So again, I put all my business expenses, get points, whatever. And it's like everyone I feel like should have at least some sort of business or travel card to get points because it's basically free money. It's free cash back, free. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Lots of benefits.
So I wish I started sooner, but again, a lot of these cards too come with the TSA PreCheck option. TSA PreCheck is so nice. So TSA PreCheck is domestic. So when you're traveling within the United States, if you have TSA PreCheck, they have the special line that you can go in. Although unfortunately, the San Diego airport, I feel like the TSA PreCheck line is longer than the normal line.
Yeah,
so that's when you have to get clear. And clear is like when they truly escort you to the front.
Oh, clear is also covered by Amex for the first year, I think. I think it's 180. Interesting. It's 180 outside of that.
Oh. Okay. I don't know if clear is worth it. I signed up one time when the line was really long and I almost... I wasn't going to miss the flight, but I was cutting it really close. So I just signed up for it because it was covered on the Amex card. But TSA PreCheck is so nice to have. I think it's like $80 for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Security is not stressful and you don't have to take your shoes off, which is so nice.
Yeah, it's just everyone, like the line just nice goes thing. So fast because you just like breeze through it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just really nice. Definitely think it's worth it. And again, like... truly just makes the entire airport experience so much less stressful.
And it's also, you don't have to get to the airport as early because, yeah, you know, you can just go through TSA PreCheck, or, you know, if you are running behind that TSA PreCheck, you'll get through a lot quicker than the regular line. I don't know. Again, it's all about peace of mind, having less anxiety and making your travel experience better. And I feel like TSA PreCheck definitely does that. And then I feel like that's good if you're pretty much a domestic traveler. If you're a global international traveler, global entry is truly the absolute best thing to exist in the travel experience. And I'm not being dramatic. I've had so many times where I've been going from country to back into the States and then having a connecting flight. And usually customs, when you come back into the States, can be like 30 minutes to an hour long. Global entry is 10 minutes or less. I have like never one stood second in a global entry line. One time it took me 30 seconds to get through.
Yeah, I will never forget because I when we came back from my bachelorette, I didn't have it yet and Alyssa did. I waited an hour and a half in the customs line.
Oh my gosh. You walked. I remember that.
It was a 30 second walk for you. Like, you literally got there, this machine like takes your photo and that's it. Literally, that's it. It is so worth it. I was in
Orange County by the time you got to your car at the airport.
It's just, it was wild. It's so worth it. It's only $100. I would pay triple for the convenience that it has given me and how much easier it has made international travel. Like, 100% do this if you can. It's so worth it.
And global entry, again, is when you're coming back into the U.S. from an international destination. So again, if you have connecting flights, you never know how long those lines are going to be. I feel like that alone is so stressful, just not knowing, especially if you have like a very short connection. Getting through those lines is stressful. And truly, global entry, you walk up, you stand in front of the screen, it takes a picture of your face, you go up to the agent, they look at you and they're like, okay, you're good to go. And then you're like, that's it. That's all it is. And so I feel like for a tip, you just apply online, super easy. The unfortunate part is you have to sign up for the interview. And I feel like we had different experiences for the interview. So for me, it was so crazy. It was like months and months and months long wait. But the trick is to just get the earliest one. Unfortunately, in California, there were none for like 6 months. It was wild. I was looking in Arizona. I was just trying to figure it out. But if you have a international trip that's coming up, you can actually go on your trip and then coming back in, when you go through customs, you still have to go through the normal customs line, but you can ask them to do your interview as you're going through customs. And if you have your interview already scheduled, then they'll do it. And it was, I think he asked me 3 questions. That is, I'm not even joking. He was like, oh yeah, sure. He looked at my account, saw I had already passed everything. Like, they did the background check. He asked me, I honestly don't even remember. I think he asked me my address, my name, and I honestly think that was it. Like,
no, literally,
I was just coming back in, and he's like, oh yeah, sure. Pulls it up, looks at everything, and he's like, okay, can you confirm your name for me? Confirm your address? And he's like, okay, great. You'll be getting your card in the mail within however many weeks. And I was like, that's it?
Yeah, it's so quick. I don't know how my...
So that's the trick. Yeah. To like, if you can, if you have an international trip, do it coming back in. You have to make sure you're like in business hours when you're in the airport in the US. But for the most part, I feel like they'll do it.
Yeah. That's like the best hack. If you're in California, or... I don't know what this is specific to, but my mother-in-law randomly found this hack where you refresh the global entry interview page, like where you're trying to schedule an appointment, like every morning at like 10 a.m., but then you can only get an appointment for the next day. I don't know. It was super weird. Try that if you're trying to get an appointment and see if it works.
You guys got it that way, right?
But we did get it that way. We literally...
See, I tried for Andrew and I could not.
I don't know what she did. She did something. But yeah, I feel like if anything, do what you just said, because super easy.
So easy. And then I didn't have to go into an office or do an interview because I think the closest San Diego office is at the border of Mexico.
Yeah, I had to drive down there. It's like an hour away.
Yeah, it's kind of far. And then you have to go through the whole process. So
I went at 6
a.m. Global entry. Yeah. So worth it, especially if you travel internationally a lot. It is just game changer. And then that includes TSA pre-check. So you don't have to do that separately. It's just
Both. Just,
we have clear because I think we have all three. Get clear. Yeah. So we're covered. But so yeah, if you take away anything from this episode, I feel like it is global entry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then for packing prep, I feel like you guys know we make PowerPoints of our outfits. I feel like it just helps so much in terms of planning and not overpacking and just categorizing, especially if it's a content trip. Even if it's a normal trip, I feel like it helps with content because if you're with someone like your partner, significant other who isn't a content person, it helps them kind of know too. It just makes everyone on the same page.
Like for me, it's also like I'm not digging through my suitcase, clothes everywhere. Like I know exactly what I'm going to wear. And I feel like I used to spend so much time and stress so much during a trip on what I was going to wear the next day or like to a specific event or even just like day of. So I feel like doing this ahead of time, even though it is so tedious, like truly this is like a 2 to 3 day process for me in all before the flight, because like planning every single outfit you're going to wear and then also like organizing it into a PowerPoint or Canva or like taking almost like an inventory of what you're bringing. But that it just like you're kind of like on autopilot when you're on the trip, which is so much nicer and it's worth how tedious it is.
Well, I feel like too, it just helps not help. The more prep you do before the trip, the easier the actual trip is itself, because it's like, especially if you're going somewhere specifically for content. So for example, like when we go to Paris, we are there for content. We are batching content. We're going to all our locations. We love the streets. We love all the locations. So we want to get as much content as possible. So it's so helpful to know which outfits you're shooting at which locations and what day. It just helps see. And then it also helps you not to overpack, because if you have multiple outfits where you're wearing jeans and you've picked 5 different jeans, you're like, okay, wait, I am not bringing 5 pairs of jeans. I need to narrow it down to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then it helps strategize outfits that way, so you're not overpacking. Another thing is trying them on too. I feel like that also helps. But the PowerPoint in general, it just, the organization of it just truly makes the trip itself so much easier. And you're not wasting time being like, oh my gosh, what am I shooting at this location? What should I wear? Should it be this? Should it be this? Like, I don't know. As soon as we started doing this, we never went back, because it truly just makes the process easier and we just start our packing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to personally start my packing a week before I leave so that I don't feel rushed.
The earlier, the better.
I feel like I have time. I'm not stressed about it and I can really make my PowerPoint how I want it to. Like I have locations, I have day, night outfits, certain events, like very specific. So yeah, I feel like it just helps so much. And you can just match the itinerary of the trip with your outfits. So again, pre-planning, packing outfits in your luggage. And then because if we go back to packing cubes and those bags, when we travel, we go to a couple different countries or locations, you can literally pack one bag and be like, okay, this is my South of France outfits, or this is my Italy outfits.
Yeah.
And then you put all your Paris outfits in a different bag. And then I put my basics or my repeats in a separate bag. So I'm like not digging and throwing clothes around and like completely unpacking at every single location. I'm like, okay, I know this is the bag I need plus the basics or whatever. Mm-hmm. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it so much easier. You could do like day outfits, night outfits. I love doing this because yeah, when we went to 2 different places, I didn't even touch one other bag. And so repacking made it so much quicker. mm-hmm. and more organized. So yeah, worth the very extra tedious planning beforehand. This is also like non-negotiable for us.
Yeah, trying everything on. I feel like we talk about how we used to shoot without trying on outfits, or like I used to pack without trying outfits on, but I would find that if I didn't try the outfit on and then you try it on and it just isn't how you envisioned it, or it just like, mm-hmm. it's just not what you wanted. You wanted more, you wanted a different look. If you don't try it on before, then you're going to pack all that stuff and then you're going to get there and you're not even going to be able to wear it. And then you're carrying extra weight. So trying things on before you leave just saves so much time, saves space. It helps you see things visually so that you can, you know, take your photo, put it in your PowerPoint, pack it in your specific bags, like you just know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that is huge, and we spend a lot of time on these PowerPoints. I feel like it's gotten easier, especially because when you reuse PowerPoints, like I have my Italy PowerPoint, I have my Paris PowerPoint, so in Paris I know exactly what locations, so then I just pair the outfits to those locations. Then usually we do the similar locations together, so I know what I'm bringing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a huge, huge tip. And I feel like that also helps with anxiety, especially, again, if you're traveling with someone who's not a content creator, or it's like your significant other who's, you know, taking photos of you. It just, I feel like it helps make them less stressed.
Yeah.
Because you're not stressed.
For sure.
Yes. And then the next thing is scheduling rides. Also, depends what country you're in, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're in LA, even scheduling your Uber or Alto or whatever you use, just so you're not stressed in the morning. When we are like in Paris, we'll schedule our rides to the airport in the morning or wherever. Whenever, mm-hmm. especially because we'll need like a van, so we need to be prepared
for all of our luggage.
Yeah, but I feel like it just makes things less stressful to just have those scheduled and ready to go.
Well, and it's like, you know, you're not going to be waiting for however long to get the specific car, and then you're not stressed about getting to the airport late. Like, I love Europe, how they have the Uber vans. I wish they had them here, but they are all over Europe, and it's so nice because it's like, okay, yeah, if you get an Uber XL, it says it can fit a certain amount, but we have all of our luggage and it never fits. So it's just like so nice to be able to get the van and we can just throw all our bags in and not think about it. So yeah. And then another thing too is your airplane bag. I feel like I have my little dedicated pouch that has all my essentials. Same. It has everything I could truly need, and it's so nice because you just have it easily accessible for you to grab when you're sitting on the airplane. I feel like it like has, I'm trying to think, I know there's like chapstick in there, there's Excedrin, I have headphones, gum, mints, an eye mask for sleeping. I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah, it's like all the little essentials, because I feel like
band-aids, like just random little things.
When you're sitting down or getting to your seat in an airplane, I feel like it's so rushed, especially if you're like sitting next to someone already, or someone's in the seat, or someone's trying to get in behind you. Like, I just feel like everything's so rushed, and especially when people are already in the rows, you don't want to be like sticking your head down there and like getting too close to people. So like, I love just having a bag on top of my like carry-on bag that I can easily grab, put in my seat. I have all my stuff in there. I don't have to worry about like grabbing anything else. So I feel like that's really good. You can have like your skincare, like moisturizer if you get really dry, hand sanitizer, just things like that.
Yeah, that's just like my important bag. And then I also put like my wallet, my passport.
Yeah.
Any important medication, like that all goes just into this very important bag that I have. So I think that's super helpful as well. Another one thing that I love doing is making reservations at restaurants ahead of time. I feel like it depends on your destination, but there are a lot of places where restaurants book out months in advance. So I feel like if you are wanting to go to like the trendy restaurants, the viral restaurants, the ones that are just really, really good, it's so helpful to make those reservations in advance. That way you know you're going to eat there. So for example, Resy is really popular, and I think American Express has some sort of relationship with Resy.
Yeah, like they say you get like you, first priority, but I don't.
Yeah. It's never really happened, yeah. So I don't know. Open Table, obviously, and I feel like different countries probably have different reservation systems. Like Paris uses something called Seven Rooms, and that's where you can make reservations for like Giraffe. I'm trying to think what else we've used that for.
Honestly,
I can't remember what else.
Different restaurants.
Yeah, so I feel like that's big too, is just that way you can go. Like we've always been wanting to go to, what is that thing in Paris?
Crazy Horse.
Yeah. And we have just never gone for the amount of times we've been. So like this year, I am so determined
to go. We'll go. We're going.
So we'll definitely be booking ahead of time. But again, I feel like it just, for me, my thing when traveling is I hate not knowing what I'm going to eat or not having food options or it just getting too late and then everything's closed or you can't get in somewhere. So knowing I have a reservation somewhere just puts me at ease, brings the anxiety levels down. And then I get really excited because you get to go to really cool restaurants while you're traveling. So That's pretty much it for pre-travel prep. Is there anything else you can think of in that section?
No, I feel like we honestly covered everything that's like super top of mind, like essential to making the experience super seamless. So that's everything we do.
So then once you're at the airport, I feel like it pays off to have loyalty to an airline because that way you can build status and get points and upgrades and priority and whatnot. So I feel like find the airline that you love and kind of stick with it. Mm-hmm. We're Delta girlies. We love Delta. So we usually try to fly Delta wherever we go, even though it is a little more expensive. I do feel like the experience is a lot better and cleaner and more seamless. Like just from previous experience of different airlines.
Even like the bathrooms on the flights, like I swear they're bigger. I swear they just feel nicer. I love that every single seat has their own like outlet plug. You don't get that in like every airline. I don't know. I just feel like Delta's really, really nice, especially with the lounges. Like I just feel like there's a lot of perks and it's just a nice experience.
Yeah.
Especially with like the status you can get.
Yeah. I think it's so worth it. And it's just nice being comfortable.
Yeah.
Which is like weird to say, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So we love Delta and we fly it when we can, even like internationally too, like so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in related to that, like the lounges in San Diego, there is a Delta lounge, which is so nice. So when we do fly Delta, we go into the lounge.
Yeah. Also, really quick note just on the status, because this is why it's so worth it. Alyssa got silver status, and for one of our flights, which unfortunately it did get canceled, but that flight, they upgraded you to first class for free. So it's like, it really does pay off when you stick with an airline because you get these like free upgrades and it just makes your overall experience so much more enjoyable and memorable and fun. So that was
push. Feels nice to be treated well, and you definitely shouldn't have to pay more to be treated well, but unfortunately that is just how the travel society works. Like having status with an airline truly makes it so worth it. So 10 out of 10 recommend. It's like, unfortunately you don't want to play the game, but you might as well play the game because you're traveling and you might as well participate because
you
want to
be comfortable. You want to be in a good mood to wherever you're getting, even if it's back home. Like you just want to feel rested.
Especially if it's a long travel day. Like you don't want to have an icky experience. So it's like doing all these things just truly contribute and help making the process so much easier, so much better, especially if you have any sort of travel or flight anxiety. Like, it just I don't know. My husband is so cheapy. Like, he does not care, but I'm slowly convincing him.
And it's working.
It is. He's like slowly getting there. Like, we flew business class to our wedding. They didn't have first class on our specific flight, so we flew business and it was so nice. We got a whole meal. There was so much room. It was so comfortable. He usually just sleeps on flights, so he doesn't. He's like, I don't really care. But I'm like, yeah, but you have more room and it's just more comfortable. And I don't know. I think it's worth it. And especially if you travel a lot, you might as well build status towards something. So, yeah. And then also at the airport, we usually get our snacks and our water pre-flight. So I feel like I try to bring snacks. Like, I'll try to bring my chips and my apples and my mints. I really try not to buy snacks at the airport because they're so freaking expensive. But obviously you can't buy water, so we usually get our water.
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't know why this part is like so fun for me. Like, I love doing our little snacks. It is. You kind of like look forward
to it.
Like, you just never know what like kind of snacks that they have. And like, I don't know, I feel like money, okay, this is gonna sound really
yeah,
but like, money doesn't count in the airport. Like, I don't know, it's like, it just doesn't seem real to me. So gotta do what you gotta do to be comfortable and stress-free.
Yeah. So it's like snacks is like rewarding yourself for getting through the whole process.
Yeah.
But yeah. And again, pre-check lines make security truly the easiest thing ever. And global entry coming back into the U.S. Mm-hmm. from an international destination. So good. That's pretty much it for, I feel like, at the airport. Just like a lounge.
Yeah. You just want to do all your pre-trip airport stuff, and then being at the airport after doing all of that stuff, like signing up for your card, signing up for your global entry, like, it just, yeah, it just makes it all so seamless.
Yeah. So, and then just a few notes on coming home. Do you want to share your current favorite
thing? My current huge hack. Someone said this in a podcast. I don't know what podcast it was, but they were saying, it might have been the toast. I can't remember. But they were saying how after a trip, they always Instacart their groceries to their door. So they get home from the trip, they have everything they need right then and there. And I started doing this. And I say trip as if I was literally doing it after Coachella. Like, honestly, I do it now after like any little mini trip, just because I feel like it just makes everything so much easier, so much less stressful, because I feel like leaving for a trip, like, you want to eat all your groceries, you don't want to have anything behind. So like, you come home and you literally have nothing. And then you're tired and you don't want to go get groceries. And that's my cross to bear. So yeah, Instacarting groceries, I feel like it's just a little luxury. Which, by the way, Instacart, it's only like 25-ish total dollars more than what, like, extra with the service fees and taxes and like delivery fees. So it's really not that bad. And if it, you know, $20 for my mental health, like, yes, take it away.
Especially if you're coming home from a long trip, you're exhausted, depending on your travel day.
I'm like always sick, like, after.
What delays, not feeling super well, just being tired and whatever. Like, travel just makes you tired. So,
like, after Coachella and Stagecoach, I Instacart, like, part of my Instacart was like the ginger, turmeric, like, orange juice, like, shots that make your immune system better. So I was taking that every day. Like, oh, that was so nice. Like, truly so nice. You can Instacart your juices, like, anything. So I will be doing that after every trip now. Josh, also pro tip, LOL, Costco has a $100 Instacart gift card for $80. So he bought me two, and you save $20 on each $100 you buy. Wow. So like, isn't that such a good little hack? So I'm like really excited. Yeah. So I have like $200 in my Instacart right now.
Fortunately for me, my husband loves walking to the grocery store.
You know, if I could do that, I would rather do that.
So say I came home and he wasn't here, like, he's on a trip, whatever, I would absolutely Instacart for sure. Yeah. But he is against like delivery apps. Like he will always go, he would rather go and get something. Like he would rather walk to the grocery store, get it himself. And I am such a Postmates girly. I feel like I'm probably their number one user at this point. Like, it's just like time is money and I could be doing other
things. Exactly. I agree.
So yeah, that's how I feel about that. But that's such a good hack and a good tip, especially kind of just like treating yourself once you get back.
Yeah.
You know, to get back in your routine and whatnot. So, yes. And again, just scheduling rides too if you need to, just having that peace of mind knowing you're not going to have to wait for Ubers. I feel like sometimes when we travel, if we don't plan our transportation, it takes so long to get an Uber. Where were we? Where we could, was that Canada? Where we could not get an Uber and it kept canceling or saying it was at the location and then it wasn't. And we had to screenshot.
Yeah, I think.
Receipts to show Uber Uber wasn't actually there. Was that Italy? Honestly,
New York. I feel like that could have been.
Yeah, like it was LaGuardia so weird. Yeah, so definitely planning those rides ahead is just so much better.
Yes.
And then just some random things to wrap up this episode. It's just having cash for unexpected tips. I feel like most places take US dollars, but obviously if you're in Europe, like having euros.
You always have cash on you, and we always run into a situation where we need to like tip someone. And so like I need to start doing this. I feel like there's so many like unexpected situations where you do need cash for tips or like honestly anything.
Yeah, I feel like it's just better to be prepared because they're always like, oh, there's an ATM somewhere. And I'm like, I don't want to go to an ATM right now. I do not want to pay an ATM fee. So I just feel like I always try to carry like $20 to $50 just randomly in my purse just to have, especially if we're going to LA or going somewhere we're parking. I feel like parking is one of those things where you don't know if it's cash only. I don't know. If we're ever going to be in a situation where I feel like it could potentially be cash only, I will make sure I have my cash and just tips in general. Another thing is portable chargers. I feel like that's always good to have, especially in Europe. If you're going to be out of your room all day, a dead phone is kind of scary, honestly.
Yeah.
And then packing a tote bag. I feel like, I don't know. We just have such content creator brains that, especially if you're shooting content or you have outfits and shoes, like always being able to carry your sneakers, like you obviously don't want to have those in your hand. So just having a slightly larger tote to just throw everything in, I feel like is a game changer. And I feel like it just makes things easier. So just having a tote with you helps. At least just have it in your suitcase or something just in case you need it to just like, I don't really know how to explain it unless you're in the situations where you're like, oh, I wish I had a tote right now where I could just like,
there's like so many situations carry them. Like that. Yeah.
And then, just going with that comfy sneakers always. So that's, I guess, why you'd want a tote if you're shooting outfits and you want to wear cute shoes, but then you're going to be walking around all day, bring your sneakers, throw the shoes in the tote, walk around and don't hurt your feet. And then lastly, I feel like another thing that we do that is such a hack and it's like the perfect way to end this episode is we bring silk pillowcases when we travel now just to put on the pillow in the Airbnb or hotel or whatever. And it's honestly so much more comfortable than the scratchy
sheets. It feels more luxe and like your hair is protected and you're probably going to
better for your skin.
Looking better. Yeah. And also probably just like overall more sanitary, bringing your own pillowcase to like Airbnbs and things like that. So
So love our I have my travel silk pillowcase that I always bring. It's in always in my travel bag now. So, and I feel like I honestly do sleep better. Like it's just so much more comfortable and soft. And I feel like usually Airbnbs buy the cheapest things they can freaking find. Like one ply toilet paper is truly the bane of my existence. So freaking annoying. It's like the worst. I'm like, really? You couldn't spend a couple extra dollars because we're paying you so much money per night to stay here? But anyways, silk pillowcases will change the game. So that is pretty much it for our best travel tips, just for domestic, international, any kind of travel, content travel, regular travel. I feel like, honestly, I do all these things always. None of this stuff ever changes. This is truly just my packing travel routine at this point, and it's like second nature. I don't even like have to think about it. I just do all these things now, basically.
Yeah. Yes, so it's definitely routine, and yeah, I feel like these are really good tips. Honestly, I feel like we covered literally everything.
So can't wait to see all your guys' travels this summer. So excited. Yeah. Let us know if you do any of these hacks or tips. Or let us know if you guys have any travel tips of your own so that we can share. Yeah. But do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Lynn. Her Instagram handle is at lynn.meyrs. She is a South of France girly. She's coming on our trip with us, and we are so excited. Her aesthetic is so beautiful. She reminds us of a fairy. Like, she just has
literally this, a fairy.
Yeah, delicate, romantic, like coquette, soft girl aesthetic. She also lives in Europe, so like, love that. And yeah, she just looks like an angel. And shout out to you, Lynn. We appreciate you. We're so excited to meet you in real life.
I'm so excited for the South of France trip. I've already started planning outfits, and
I need to do that.
We are starting our Zoom calls soon. So definitely sign up if you guys are interested. But I think that is a wrap on this week's episode. Hopefully you guys found some of these tips to be helpful. And yeah, I feel like I forgot all the things that I used to say because I feel like I haven't said them in so long. You know what I mean?
Like, leave us a review. It really helps us.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this
episode. We have our Facebook group that we need to be more active in.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I need to accept the girlies. I'll do that this week.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it. We love you guys and we appreciate your support. And if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, we love you even more. And yeah, I feel like I was also thinking, I really want to plan some meetups or do like a podcast event or something.
Yeah.
For all the girlies to come to and meet, because we always do our New York meetup, but I want to do like a San Diego / SoCal meetup at some point. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. That. So maybe we'll do something and plan something that would be really fun. But hope you guys have an amazing week, and we will chat in the next episode. Bye guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.